Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 17 to the 23rd, 2015. This week, 15 Palestinians were killed in Israeli attacks targeting Gaza, the West Bank, and Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu launched this week a political wave of attack against Palestinians and hold them responsible for the Holocaust. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report, as usual, with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized in West Bank communities using tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. As a result, scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. IMEMC's Majd Badjali has more.
This week, anti-war and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh. In addition, protests took place in the villages of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Protesters this week demanded a halt of Israeli attacks targeting Palestinians and the Israeli settlers' attempt to take over Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, the third holiest site for Muslims worldwide. In Bil'in and Na'lin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Meanwhile, in Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. In Bil'in village, tear gas bombs fired by Israeli soldiers caused a fire in nearby olive orchards. As a result, a number of trees were damaged by the fire. At Kfar Kaddoum village, scores of residents and their international supporters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protest. Soldiers also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. For IMEMC News, this is Majd Badjali.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu launched this week a wave of political attack against Palestinians. He accused Abbas of joining ISIS and accuses a Palestinian leader of being behind the Holocaust. IMEMC's George Rishmawi with the details.
A new wave of attack is launched against the Palestinians by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He made statements this week that created uproar among Palestinian and European leaders, in which he accused Hajj Amin al-Husseini, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem in 1941, of being behind the Holocaust. Netanyahu said that Husseini implanted the idea of exterminating the Jewish people in Hitler's head. Addressing the World Zionist Congress in Jerusalem on Tuesday, Netanyahu said Hitler wanted only to expel the Jews from Europe. However, Husseini convinced him to exterminate them, fearing that the Jews will go to Palestine. Israel's opposition head and Zionist Union leader Isaac Herzog strongly criticized Netanyahu and described his statements as a dangerous historical distortion and demanded him to correct it immediately, saying it minimizes the Holocaust, Nazism, and Hitler's part in the Holocaust. Netanyahu's statement also had the German Chancellor Angela Merkel's spokesperson state that the responsibility of the Holocaust is German and there is no need to change the history for any reason. The spokesperson said, quote, "This is taught in German schools for good reason. It must never be forgotten. And I see no reason to change our view of history in any way. We know that responsibility for this crime against humanity is German and very much our own," unquote. Dr. Saber Rikat, Secretary General of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, said on Wednesday that Netanyahu's statements have deepened the divide between Palestinians and Israelis and denounced his statement as, quote, "morally indefensible and inflammatory," unquote. Netanyahu has also accused the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas of joining the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, dubbed as ISIS. Netanyahu told the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon this week that Abbas and the Palestinian Authority have joined ISIS and Hamas by saying that Israel threatens the existence of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Netanyahu claims that Israel has no intention to destroy the mosque and that it is committed to the status quo on the Aqsa Mosque Square. On his part, Abbas denounced Netanyahu and said that he is the one fostering ISIS and al-Nusra militants, adding that the Palestinian leadership is seeking peace only. Such statements came during Ban's visit to the country in an attempt to calm the situation, which was flamed at the beginning of October, causing series of attacks and counterattacks that claimed the lives of 55 Palestinians and injured thousands others. For IMENC News, this is George Rishmawi.
This week, 15 Palestinians were killed by Israeli troops' live gunfire during ongoing clashes all over the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and occupied Jerusalem. Meanwhile, during the clashes, at least 300 civilians were injured this week. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
At the start of the week, 5 Palestinians were shot and killed by Israeli settlers and soldiers on Saturday in separate incidents. 3 Palestinians were killed in the southern West Bank city of Hebron, another youth was killed in Jerusalem, and a fifth was killed at Kalandia checkpoint by Israeli live gunfire Saturday. On Sunday night, an elderly Palestinian woman from Al-Isawiya town in occupied Jerusalem died on a military roadblock after Israeli soldiers manning a roadblock on the entrance of the town delayed a car moving her to hospital. 65-year-old Huda Muhammad Darwish suffered severe effects of tear gas inhalation fired at her house during clashes with local youth near her house in Al-Isawiya. 4 more Palestinians were shot dead by Israeli soldiers in southern West Bank on Tuesday, while a fifth Palestinian died after being shot by Israeli troops during clashes at border areas near central Gaza. Clashes between Palestinian youth and invading Israeli soldiers were reported all over the West Bank and Jerusalem. Among the killed in Hebron on Tuesday, there was 2 children, Bashar al-Jabri, 15, and his cousin Hussam, 17. Both children were going home when a soldier manning a checkpoint outside their house opened fire at them, killing them both. The army took the children's bodies and still refused to allow their families to see them. Later in the week, a Palestinian youth was killed by Israel troops' gunfire near Jerusalem on Wednesday, while an elderly man died during ongoing clashes in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. On Wednesday afternoon, Mu'taz Atallah Qasim, 22, was shot dead by Israeli soldiers outside illegal settlement of Adam near the town of Jaba, north of occupied Jerusalem. He is from Isawiya town near Jerusalem. Earlier on Wednesday midday, Hashim Al-Azza, 54, from Tal Rumeida neighborhood in Hebron Old City, died of severe effects of tear gas inhalation after dozens of soldiers invaded a Zawiya area in the city and clashed with local youth. Moreover, one Palestinian was killed and one critically injured by Israeli police in Beit Shemesh to the west of Jerusalem Thursday after alleged stabbing attack, Israeli media and police said. On Friday, a Palestinian youth was killed after he succumbed to wounds he sustained last week during ongoing clashes at the northern Gaza borders with Israel. According to the Palestinian Ministry of Health, 55 Palestinians have been killed, including 12 children, since October 1st. The ministry said in its report that at least 2,000 Palestinians have been injured by live rounds and rubber-coated steel bullets fired by Israeli soldiers at protesters all over the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and occupied Jerusalem. Moreover, there were 3,500 Palestinians who suffered effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli troops. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 17 to the 23rd, 2015, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.